Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Restaurant for breakfast. What do you say? And Jay, what restaurant would that be suggested by this song? Oh, come on.
Oh. What did you say?
How much who?
What? How much who?
How's
Ruby
Tuesday?
Is that not the answer?
Ruby Tuesday is a restaurant, and I wonder, somebody who's onto it more than I am, maybe you guys can figure it out, whether or not the restaurant chain called Ruby Tuesday got its name from this song, or vice versa, or if there's no connection whatsoever. That's your homework assignment for this hour. October the 10th is upon us, and let's see, a little after 6 o'clock on the East Coast, a little after 3 on the West Coast, so you can figure it out in between. If you're over in Hawaii listening, it's midnight, I think, right? A little after midnight. We were talking about stations yesterday with people, and we have a couple of stations on the islands in Hawaii, and the advertiser, who's listening at that hour, was the question from the advertiser, and I said, there are a lot of people that are listening at this hour, and it doesn't mean necessarily listening at this hour, because they can go to gooddayshow.com, and they can listen around the clock, right? We don't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So, with all the hoopla and the upset and the craziness of the world, let's calm down and let's be optimistic. Let's think about this as we start another hour of the Good Day program. Think about the limits of human beings, the limits that you have individually. What do you think? Can you go a little bit further? Can you go a little bit more? Can you go deeper? Can you go higher? Can you be better? I think if you think about it, I think if you think, using your goodwill, using the power of your mind and determination, even your instincts tell you that things can be better than they are, especially right now. And whether it's individual stuff that's going on with you, or whether it's the expansion of what's going on in the world, let's see what the collective universal thought can bring us so that we can go higher and better. Because we sure know that the world is not in a place that's particularly high or good. And so you wonder about the motivation of mankind. The Israeli situation, the updates that continue, if you're watching television, if you're listening to the radio, if you're watching, you know, maybe you're following some of this stuff on social media, which is not necessarily the right thing to do. I don't know. The basic information is clear that 900 or almost 1,000 people have died, 2,500, 3,000 or so have been injured. They don't have exact numbers because of the craziness of what's going on. 11 Americans are dead, at least 11, perhaps more, at the hands of Hamas, this incursion, this attack that in my mind goes right back. I'm not much on blame. I'd like to fix the problem, but I don't know how to fix this problem because somebody in the Biden administration suggested or thought or created a way to get the $6 billion that had been frozen in banks that belonged to the Iranian government they released it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden these things are happening. It's not, in my mind, this is not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Why was the sanction lifted? Did we know that?
Nobody knows. That question has been asked 100 times, and no one has an answer. So you figure it out. Unless I'm missing something, you look at all this stuff. I'm looking at it. I look at what they say. I don't even know that they said. They just said they're releasing it. If there's something deeper there, I'd like to know about it. I don't know everything, and I don't read everything, and I don't hear everything. But in my mind, this is the direct link, first of all, between Hamas and Iran is clear. And in my mind, the direct link between that money that went back or was freed up for them is clear. Hamas doesn't have any money. They don't have any sources to buy thousands of rockets and aim them at Israel. The hatred between Iran and Israel, at least the government, the people in Iran, they're not for this. The Iranians are not cheering on the leadership of their country to do what they have done. So now there are thousands of fighters, Israelis, who have crossed into Gaza. And as I've told you, having been there five or six times, I remember now, it's across the street. It's not like, you know, we have to get into a plane and fly there. They don't have to get into a car. They can walk across. There used to be the separation between the East Bank and the West Bank was a big fence. And then, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, there's a fence down. And there's now a trolley track that connects, that just goes along that line. And there's been no problem. Remember, the Palestinians, the people that are there, are from Jordan and Syria, some from Lebanon. The people who live there maybe call themselves Palestinians because that was the ancient Palestine. But Hamas is not necessarily all Palestinians. Hezbollah, these are people, or not even people. They're thugs who are just whipped into shape by the kind of rhetoric that you heard from any number of people, the likes of Adolf Hitler. The same rhetoric, basically, because they hate the Jews. Why do they hate the Jews? Well, they say they hate the Jews because the Jews took their land from them. The Jews didn't decide Israel's location. The United Nations did. So you got all of this stuff. It's just they want to kill and they want to control whatever it is. There's 140 square miles on Gaza that I guarantee you by this time tomorrow will be Israeli territory. They're going there. The airstrikes, you've seen all of that stuff. The blockade. I don't know what's going on with the Egyptians, frankly. I'm not too sure. The last time there was a war kind of like this was 2007. Gaza Strip doesn't have the same protections that Israel does. That is in terms of shelters and, you know, air raid sirens, that kind of stuff. It's a miserable, horrible circumstance. And it's unsettling because of who's involved in this and their relationships. The Russians are trying to find more money for their own armaments, but somehow they find money to help the Iranians. The Chinese are helping the Iranians. They set up a wall. What do the Chinese get out of it other than disrupting everything?
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing. There's no money to be made in selling stuff. The Iranian, actually, that may not be true, because the Iranian population is fairly well off. It's well educated. It's really an interesting contrast. Kind of like, in a manner of speaking, it's kind of like here. We don't like our government. Most people, if you ask them, do not like the political figures. They don't like the bureaucracy. They don't like the way the government's being run. A large majority of them don't.
And that's a lot of places across the globe, and that's one of the things, that civilians are not their government.
Mm. No. They're supposed to elect the government, but do they really?
It doesn't always work as well as we would want.
Nope. So the question here is whether there's a hurry up and get somebody in charge of the House of Representatives so that we can vote some aid. The United States yesterday began delivering weapons to Israel. National Security Council is sort of in lockstep, so they say, with the government of Israel. And they're doing as much as they can. has more needs and more calls for help. They're pretty good at helping themselves, though, frankly. And so what I don't know whether I made mention of the House of Representatives. Is there going to be a conflict? Is there going to be chaos? Or is it pretty well settled that after McCarthy, I think there are a couple of caucuses that have been going on. Jim Jordan is from your state of Ohio, Jay. What's the scuttlebutt of him, about him? What are your, when you talk to your friends, your folks, people that are around there? I don't.
He's closer to the Columbus area.
Yeah,
I think I get confused between the districts. It's District 3 or District 4, but he's closer to Columbus. So there's not too much about him up in the Cleveland area
there.
Yet.
Yeah, The Republican rep from Colorado, Ken Buck, who voted to get rid of McCarthy, has come up with an interesting way, a strategy, if you will, to sort of force consensus. He said, quote, "I think we lock the door. We have limited bathroom breaks, limited food breaks, and we get the job done."
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that is the way to do it.
Maybe that's how you do it.
Yeah, maybe it is how you do it. There's a lot of, but now because of what has been going on in the last 3 or 4 days, and because there are a lot of colleagues in the House that want to make sure that we are doing what we can for Israel. Now, listen, make no mistake about Israel. They're tough. They are. They're just tough. We had some audio. James, yesterday when Uri was with us, we got some audio. I think I want you to just play a little bit of the audio, what it sounded like as Uri stuck his phone out the window. Uri Geller, I think we'll have him with us in the next half hour if things go according to Hoyle. But why don't you play a little of that just so people get the tone with a little of it. You got it? This is Uri sticking his phone out the window from his home in Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. So imagine yourself in that situation, which mostly we don't want to, right? 18 after the hour. This is a good day.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner for Tuesday, the 10th of October. Yes, folks, we're one-third of the way through the month of October. Woo-hoo! And The Rock is in celebrity news. Things that are trending on social media include at the top of the list what some women think is the biggest hunk in Hollywood. I don't know whether he is or isn't, but that's not the story. He's begun to speak out after the backlash. I remember a month or so ago, after the Maui fire, Jay, he started asking people for money to donate to the recovery fund. And they started the People's Fund for Maui. And so what was the beef? We'll find out after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
If you smell what The Rock
is. All right. Star of stage, screen, and other things, Dwayne Johnson, also known a.k.a. as The Rock, once lived in Hawaii, and he's been talking about, Jay, the backlash. I don't understand people. Didn't he put $1 million or something into it, and Oprah did?
$10 million. Between he and Oprah, they put $10 million up, and then we're asking more people to donate. And it received some backlash, and he acknowledged that.
Why?
He understood where it came from in the sense.
Where did it come from?
A lot of people. Do you want to?
Yeah, I do want to. I want to hear it. Yeah.
A lot of. He was saying a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and most people who do live that way don't want to hear somebody who has gobs and gobs of money asking for money. And he was saying that he used to live paycheck to paycheck, and he understands how that is and that there is a better way to do this. And he pointed out that when the fires were happening in western Tennessee, Dolly's community, Dolly Parton, she didn't ask people for donations. She just gave a bunch of donations. And then other people, her fans, kind of followed suit without her asking. And he was saying that that was something that he took from this, of just give the money. If you have all of this money to give, and that's your community, just give the money. And point people to where they can donate to if they so wish. But the whole, like, urging people, that's what some had a problem with, because they... Other celebrities have taken heat for this, too, in the past, of something's going on and they donate money and then they also urge everybody else to donate money. And they've taken heat as well. He's the first one that came out and was like, you know what? I can kind of see why this bummed a lot of people out.
I think people are pretty picky, pretty small-minded. I don't see that this is... I mean, if he feels like he should apologize for it, I guess, but giving $5 million to help out people in a place where he used to live... is cool, maybe just by the suggestion. I think we're really getting into the weeds here with this kind of stuff. I think people need to get a life and thank him for what he's done. Maybe there's a little bit different approach, but for God's sakes, hey, people, you really do. You need some of you get a life. 18 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas started an all-out war over the weekend. Since then, Israeli forces have been battling the terrorists. The White House announced President Biden will deliver remarks on the attack today at 1 p.m. Eastern. President Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel leading an investigation into the handling of classified documents. In a statement, the White House said the interview was conducted at the White House Sunday and Monday. Special counsel Robert Hur was appointed earlier this year after classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, in a garage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing yesterday, described as an effort to stabilize the fragile relationship. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
This is My Baby's Gone with the Wind. But she left on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's called Tuesday's Gone by Hank Williams Jr.
Ah, Hank Williams Jr., there we go. 34 after the hour. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a. It's the Good Day program. Doug Stephan, Jay Kirshner, brought to you. And this is something that I did some number recall yesterday. Refresh. Getting information from the folks at 541 Travels about the number of people who have taken advantage of these two free nights in Las Vegas. This is now getting up into the thousands of people who have just called 800-419-DOUG and done it when I have suggested, like right now. There are operators that are standing by. That's as corny as it comes, though, right? Operators are standing by, but they really
are. But they really are.
Yeah, right. So, 800-419-3684. I don't know that this ever wears out because we have new people all the time where people suggest, okay, I'm not going to go to Europe. I want to go to Las Vegas for a long weekend, or I want to go for a week, and you get two nights free, and they'll arrange other nights there if you'd like. You don't have to buy a doggone thing. Just call 800-419-3684. That's what I said. Just call 800-419-DOUG if it's easier for you to remember. Congratulations to a couple of ladies who have won Nobel Prizes. First one is a professor named Claudia Golden, who teaches at Harvard, won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for her work in uncovering key drivers of gender differences in the labor market. Does that sound confusing? It sounds a little confusing. What does that mean, gender differences? Well, I understand maybe it's
in
about
the labor market?
Pay, different jobs.
That's
should
what
women...
I took, yeah.
You took that from it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About like the different pay or different expectations and...
Yeah. She went back 200 years, data from all sorts of places here in our country, looking into the female participation in the labor market, and it didn't... it's interesting because it didn't show an uptrend until more recent years. The shape of women in terms of social norms, like was it right for women to go to work? Is it the woman's responsibility to stay home with the family and that kind of stuff, which is something that still is touted, but more and more women certainly are working, and women can do it. My mother never worked she never worked a day in her life. She went from being in school, she went to from high school right to college, and then married my father, and she never had a job. Never in her life did she ever have a job, which is, like, amazing when you think about it. Think about today. People go to school, and they have jobs in school. But for whatever the reason, the standards, the mores were different. She was not encouraged to work or to have a career. She was encouraged to go find a man, get married, and have children. That's what her mother told her she ought to do. And that's what she
and
did.
That was a societal norm for the time, too.
Yeah. Right, exactly, 30s, 40s, and so anyway. This woman, Ms. Golden, has presented her work to the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, and that's where Alfred Nobel gave, you know, that's what the piece, all of the prizes are about. Alfred Nobel was the inventor of dynamite, in case you didn't know that, and there's still obviously lots of money there, the family has, and so she gets $1 million prize. Everybody who wins one of these prizes gets $1 million. But it's not the money. It's mad. Everybody's talking about this woman, and the other woman who is of note that won is a lady that I was kind of looking at this. I thought this was interesting. This is the announcement, another announcement of the Nobel Peace. They'll be coming out, all of these announcements we made this week. But the prize for women human rights campaigns goes to this woman from Iran, coincidentally. Her name is, if I'm going to pronounce this right, Narges Mohammadi. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, I don't know why she's still alive, frankly, because the Iranians, the government, wants to kill her because of all the stuff. I think she's out of the country, though, if I'm not mistaken. She started a lot of thinking. She talks about democracy and freedom and equality and how Iranian women don't have it, but they're getting it. And, you know, that's a pretty treacherous thing for somebody in Iran to do, frankly. And so, you know, it's certainly worth mentioning because of the work she's done, but also because she's an Iranian.
She's currently imprisoned.
I thought she was in prison. I couldn't remember whether she was still in prison or not. The Iranians arrested her. This is what we're talking about. This is the kind of people that you're dealing with when it comes to what's going on in Israel.
Yeah, I'm convinced. Ongoing fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am completely convinced that the money from Iran that we gave back to them or opened the channels so they could get back at it is why Hamas now is doing what they're doing and has the attack on Israel. The Gaza City view, we'll talk to Uri in a minute. I'm going to ask him about what he can see because I know where he lives and it's not that far 14-15 miles to Jerusalem, but all the attacks are happening all over the country. Apparently 1,500 Hamas militants have been killed on Israeli territory. They have now put 360,000 men and women into uniform to go after Gaza. So, all right, let me get the scoop from Uri. At 19 before the hour, Uri Geller, the famous spoon vendor. Maybe, are you famous because you're my friend, or am I famous because I'm your friend?
It goes both ways.
Either of those things. All right, so and since we talked to you 24 hours ago, what do you feel is the important message and the information that you want to pass along?
So right now, I'm actually walking in the streets of Jaffa. I'm next to the clock tower, which is the famous clock tower that stands here for close to 250 years. I'm passing a mosque now. And what I would like to tell you is that right now, as we speak, there are many American journalists from the United States, from major broadcasting corporations like CNN, NBC, and they are being taken to Gaza Strip, and they're being shown the carnage, the murderous acts that have been committed there. Lots of photographers, they're all photographing, and that's what's happening. Those pictures will probably flood the United States soon, just to show the world what has occurred there.
So, in your years, you were in the war in 67. How does this compare? There hasn't been a real war between the two sides, 2003 or 2007? I've forgotten. But it hasn't been this bad. Actually, it wasn't even this bad then. Recount for us the experiences that you had in 67 and how that might show with the people who are now the age you were then.
Yeah, but Dougie, 67 and the other wars, there were armies fighting armies. Here, there was a barbaric invasion of Hamas terrorists who slaughtered and murdered, killed children and women, babies, and they kidnapped them. So it's a whole different ballgame. Now gloves are off, and Israel is preparing for something major, as you said. Over 300,000 Israeli soldiers were recruited, reservists. And this is equivalent, Doug. Listen to this. The deaths that we occurred here from the murderous acts are equivalent to 35,000 Americans killed in one day. Can you understand? Do you comprehend the number?
I was going to say it's mind-boggling to put it in that perspective, but it's a way for us to understand in terms of what the size of your country is and what what the impact of this is. I'm going to share with you an email from a friend of mine that I had told you this fellow was coming over and he was wanting to meet you. He managed to get from Tel Aviv to London a few hours ago, trying to get back to New York City. There's no apparently direct flight, so they're all full, or I don't know what, but they apparently have opened the airport again, which I would think would be, under the circumstances, dangerous, treacherous, because, the planes make easy targets for these guys. There's so many contrasts here, Uri. There's a thread of thought that because the United States, the president, the administration, decided to free up the $6 billion that have been frozen of Iranian money, government money, business money, that money was freed up a couple of weeks ago. There are many people who think there's a direct link because the Iranians usually fund Hamas. And the connection maybe, is it imaginary or is somebody over there coming up with that same theory? Have you heard that theory?
Oh, yeah, this theory, of course, I don't think it's a theory. I think it's absolutely true.
Yeah, I do too.
And I have written an article today for the Sun in London, which is the biggest newspaper in England. If you get a hold of it, please read it.
Yeah,
I will try to email it. I'll email it to you later on. The Iranians are basically also are in a mix of a kind of a misdirection, because they want to complete their nuclear arsenal. And this is the Iranian government. This is not the people of Iran. We have no problem with the people of Iran, like we have no problem with the Palestinians.
Yep, I mean,
do you realize that my charity, which I support, Save a Child's Heart, we saved over 7,000 children with open heart surgery from 68 countries, and believe it or not, half of them are Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
isn't the people? It's the government. And Hamas isn't even the government. Hamas is just a bunch of lunatics. That, you know, I think I told you, I think you and I remember at the time I met Arafat, and I told you that story, and then after he died, some of the people in the government told me that he'd left his wife $5 billion. She lives in Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go, where the hell did he get $5 billion?
Exactly.
You know, the corruption here. And the thing that's not easy to understand for people is how there's so much hatred for whatever, and why. Why?
Yeah, did you know, Dougie, there is right now an American aircraft carrier, which is like an army, because it comes with destroyers and like 80 fighter planes. They are very close to Israel now. Maybe they're already here, just in case a major war breaks out with Iran. Yeah. So anyhow, Dougie, we'll keep you posted. You can call me every
day. All right, I'll talk to you later. Take good care.
Bye.
Uri Geller. In Israel with the update from his perspective, 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Yep, reminder, it's Tuesday, the 10th of October, and it's also, Jay, National Angel Food Cake Day. Yum-bitty-bum-bitty-bum. It's low-carb time. I didn't realize that angel food cake was actually low-carb. Mostly beaten eggs and flour and stuff like that. But it is, it has that spongy feel. Do it. I don't know why it was called.
Works really well in trifles.
Does it? How did it become angel? Why did it get called angel food cake?
I always kind of just took it as the whole dichotomy between the angel food cake and the devil's food cake, where angel food cake is lighter and fluffy, yeah. and devil's food cake is really rich and chocolatey and super dense.
Huh. It comes from the texture, which is so light that angels could eat it and still fly without being weighted down.
Okay. Oh. There we go. There's James to the rescue. All right. So, yeah, all right. I get that. But I didn't even think about the contrast. That's very cool, Jay. The difference between angel cake and devil. Yeah. Okay. So, if you like, I love cake. I'm a big cake fan. Ice cream and cake, man. I could make a diet out of it. I would look like a blimp if I ate it as much as I'm trying to lay off of it. I lost 5 or 6 pounds over the last couple of months because I stopped eating ice cream before I went to bed. That's pretty much all.
I feel like there's so many recipes nowadays that you can get some of your favorite desserts, but where they pack a healthy punch. They're just kind of some ingredients are swapped out. You can add some protein to it, like a protein powder.
Yeah, and you can eat it for breakfast instead of for dinner. That's probably a
breakfast,
better
breakfast, lunch,
idea.
And dinner.
Yes!
And your bed-night snack.
You're the president of the Doug and Stefan Eat It All Day Club. All right, let's see what our recall of the day is. The Department of Ag is issuing a public health alert for ready-to-eat stuffed pepper soup with meatballs. It was misbranded, has allergens in it. Product contains egg, which is an allergen not declared on the label. This is the company is R Kitchen, R, the letter R, Kitchen, a stuffed pepper soup with the meatballs. That's what it's called. It's called on the label. And so if this is something that actually is all over, I now remember I don't eat the pepper soup I had. Not the one they have it just plain or with meatballs. Mm-hmm. They're sold here in Massachusetts, among other places. So, again, back to the same item, the same advice. Don't call anybody. Just bring the damn stuff back to the store and get your money back and don't buy it.
Yeah, well,
again.
Especially with the allergen situation. Yeah. If you do not have an allergy to eggs and you're okay with eating some of the eggs,
fine.
It's still okay. Yeah. It's just right. Understand that if you do have a severe allergy or know somebody or somebody lives in the household with a severe allergy to eggs, this product has eggs and it's not on the label.
All right. Let's see what's going on in the oyster department. There's a place off the coast of England where this is apparently paradise for oysters, and they've this group of oyster people. What else do you call them, right? Oyster people. The Wild Oyster Project, it's called, released 10,000 oysters out into the wild waters off the northeast coast of England. As this is this good for the ecosystem, because oysters are very important. Oysters and crabs and clams and mollusks, yeah. They're very important to cleaning the water. An oyster can filter 50 gallons of water a day. Wow. Cleans out nitrogen, pollutants. So what does that mean you're eating when you have an oyster?
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, it sure does. I want to know. Yeah. Anyway, they made an artificial reef out of 820 tons of scallop shells. And so this is what the natural material is for the oyster. And so it made them feel right at home, if you can do that for an oyster. Do you eat oysters?
I don't eat oysters.
No. Oysters are not one of the ones I get down with. I like clams and scallops and stuff like that, but I can't get it past the... I mean, it's like swallowing mucus. That's so gross. I am not an oyster person.
My sister used to, and my daughter... So my sister sort of taught my daughter about oysters, and so they know, both of them, that I can't stand... The raw ones. So just to give you the old one, too. If they can buy oysters at a restaurant. Hey, Gramps, what do you think of this?
There's so many things on them. Like, if you have to put Tabasco sauce and other stuff on it, then maybe you don't like it if you're hiding the flavor itself.
Cook them! All right, 59 past on the Food, Farm, and Family Department portion of the Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.